talk some NFL right now. Tampa Bay over San Diego, 35-24. Tampa Bay has won four of their last five. They're 5-4 on the year. I'm joined right now by a rookie running back, first-round draft pick of the Bucs last spring, former standout at Boise State, had a huge game against Oakland in Week 9, and has rushed for 862 yards and 7 TDs on the season. Running back Doug Martin joins us. Doug, it's really nice to have you. How are you?
Doing good.
Good, man. Good to have you. All right, so I mentioned you guys have won 4 out of 5 after starting 1-3. Tell me, what's been the biggest difference between the team that started 1-3 and the one that's 5-4 right now?
I think the big thing is just, you know, the whole team just being getting comfortable with the offense and, just taking it game by game, because we have a thing here. We want to take every game as it is a season. We try to be 1-0 for 16 seasons, and we're doing a pretty good job of it, and he's going to keep up the momentum pushing forward.
Greg Schiano, the coach, said yesterday that the team, quote, didn't quite have the fastball, yet you found a way to win. I mean, have you guys reached a point where even if you don't have your best stuff or your best game, you can still win in the NFL? Are you that good now?
We just go out there, we just need to focus on the job. The emphasis of, everyone just not doing too much, just worry about your job and the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, it sounds like the sort of thing that, Greg Schiano would say. I mean, he's kind of a taskmaster, extremely detail-oriented. I mean, how much of what you're saying is coming from him? And talk about the job and the effect he's had on this team, the job he's done.
Oh, he's done an awesome job. Even coming from college to NFL, he cares about us, and, he definitely knows what he's talking about, and, he has a thing called family, forget about me, I love you, and he wants that, that team unity, so everyone, he wants everyone to play for each other and, not play selfishly, and, it's come a long ways, and he's doing a pretty good job of it.
It's interesting when you talk about a guy coming from the college ranks to the NFL. You're a young guy yourself. You're a rookie running back. But as you look around that locker room, I mean, generally, are the veterans kind of skeptical about a guy coming out of the college ranks? And does that coach have to earn their respect, or does he automatically have it because of his authority?
There's probably some, getting used to. That comes with, coming with a new coach and having a new staff. So, there's some getting used to, but, everyone's buying in, and, once everyone has bought in, then that's just crazy.
Doug Martin's my guest. Take me back to last week. You had 251 yards rushing, 4 touchdowns against the Raiders. It's the kind of game that few others in the history of the NFL have ever had. I mean, when you're in the middle of something like that, what did it feel like?
Oh, man, just looking back on it, it was just an awesome, awesome experience. It was really special because I got to do it in front of all my friends and family, and, they were very excited for me, and no point. And we won after the game. We won, so, it was good. It was all good.
Yeah, all good, because let's not forget, you grew up a Raider fan, you did it in Oakland, you were born there, you had over 60 friends and family members that were there to watch you you do it. I mean, how much more did it mean to you because of that, and what was it like to do it in front of your family?
Yeah, like I said, it was really special. I saw a lot of family that I haven't seen in a while, about years, and, everyone showed up to the game, who I haven't seen in a long time, and other family members haven't seen other family members for a while, and it's just special to see, everyone, smiling and, just being excited.
Doug Martin's my guest. Doug, you've got yourself a nickname situation, as everybody knows. Situation being, you've got a nickname that you can't shake. Take me back to the beginning, the handle Muscle Hamster. When did that start? How did you get that?
I started back in college. I had an ex-girlfriend. She was a gymnast. She was probably more cut than me, and one of my friends called her Muscle Hamster, and I tried to defend her, and then so the name bounced off for her back to me, and started calling me the Muscle Hamster, and then one of my other friends, the lineman, got an interview. It was an article about me, and he decided to release that information, and then it spread like wildfire, and I can never shake it.
See that, man, that's what you get. You do the right thing, you defend your lady, and then it sticks to you. When that thing bounced over to you, were you like, no, neither one of us are going to rock that handle. That's got to stop right now.
I tried, but never shake it.
That's tough. All right, so there have been lots of suggestions for a new nickname. Which one do you like?
I've heard the Duggernaut, the Dugginator, Dougie Fresh, Deuce Deuce. The Duggernaut, you know, that's not too bad. Not too shabby.
Dude, I like the Duggernaut, actually. I like that. I mean, to be fair, Doug, you'd probably agree with this. I like all the ones you mentioned more than what you have right now, but this is not your fault, man. You didn't ask for it.
No, it's not. I just can't shake it, so I'm just waiting for a new one.
Yeah, you can shake just about everything but that. Doug Martin is my guest, so we'll see how that plays out. You know, you come out of a great program at Boise State. Take me back to that for a minute. What was your reaction when you first were offered a scholarship to go there?
I was skeptical about, going to Boise because, they weren't, they were my first offer. And, I wasn't too highly recruited coming out of high school, and I looked at their history, and they knew how to win games. They went through undefeated seasons, and it was right before I went there. They went through that the whole Fiesta Bowl, beating Oklahoma, and that was awesome. But Boise State's a great program, and Coach Pete does a good job of turning boys into men and developing players, and it's an awesome program.
You get there though, and suddenly they've got a need in the secondary, and then they're asking you to move over to nickelback. At that point, what were you thinking?
I was just going to, at first, I just wanted to get on the field and, play the game. There was a log jam at running back, and, they asked me, I was able to play, capable of playing defense. So, I just wanted to get on the field, and, I took the chance, and, everything worked out, so. So, our starting running back, he tore his ACL, so I had to switch back to running back, and then, the rest is history.
Yeah, before you go, what's interesting about the rest being history is things have worked out great. You go there, you get the opportunity, you make the most of it, you get to the NFL, you're off to an amazing start as a rookie. But what's interesting to me is you go back in time, you weren't huge on football early on. I mean, you were into things like Jackie Chan movies and Pokemon, right? Is that true?
I told you that.
Well, I mean,
That's true, though. It's true.
So talk to me about that. Why was football not higher up on the list?
I grew up playing basketball. My dad was a basketball player, and, my mom thought I'd get hurt playing Pee Wee football. But, I did a little track. But, my main thing was basketball.
See, the thing is, if you keep balling the way you're balling, things like that get out, that you like Jackie Chan and Pokemon. You can't hide that stuff. You drop 251 yards on somebody, everybody finds everything out.
Yeah, I felt like everyone liked Pokemon and, Jackie Chan, but, it was a phase. Everyone goes through that phase, but I was definitely into that kind of stuff.
Hey, come on, man. Look, I'm way older than you, and I'm still into Jackie Chan, so, I mean, it might be a phase you never actually get through.
I haven't.
Doug Martin, rookie running back, having a great rookie year. Doug, listen, great to have you on the show. Appreciate that visit very much.
Thanks for having me.
Good job. Thank you. I'm telling you, you play the way he plays, you ball the way he balls, everybody finds everything out. At that point, you're not hiding anything, especially if you excel at football but aren't as into football as you are Jackie Chan and Pokemon. That's getting out now. How about that story about the muscle hamster? Now you know where that came from. He had a girlfriend who was a gymnast who was shredded. He said more so than him, so they were calling her the muscle hamster, and he said, come on now, don't call my lady a muscle hamster. So one of his teammates said, fine, you kind of look like one too. It's you. One guy does an interview and then it's stuck. The label's out there and you can't change it.